All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Talking Trotting again, proudly brought to you by Harass to Trotters. I was actually at Harass to Trotters today. I wasn't sure I was going to get this show up and done on time, but we're up and going now. Please, this is a live YouTube feed, so if you're watching on YouTube, don't be scared to get your comments in and get involved in it. I've just got to try and find out exactly where it is. I'll do that in a minute, because on the line, I have a very, very special guest to open up the show. Firstly, Les Chapman joins me. Hello, Les.
Hey, Paul, how are you going?
Very well, thank you. And we're here to be talking trotters, and I can't find a better man to, well, I can actually. I've spoken to two of them today, Duncan McPherson and Pat Driscoll. But you come in a good third, mate. How does that sound?
No, that sounds good to me. I'd be happy to be third, yeah.
They're very passionate, both very, very passionate trotting people, and they're gearing up, getting ready for, I suppose, a big end of the season. The biggest trotting day still for mine on the calendar is fast approaching October 30 in Redwood Day. How's everything going for the club, and how's it all looking for the club, mate?
Look, everything's going along really well, Paul. Obviously, the two illustrious gentlemen you spoke to before are very good sponsors of our club, and we're trying to do our best to put on a great day for the trotting industry. It's been a good day today. We've been out with many mowers and ready to attack tomorrow to try and get this tall grass down that's just sprung up with all the rain we've had. It's been a bit difficult to get mowers out of the onto the property because it's been so wet underfoot, but we made some progress today.
I know quite a few people have had that. I was actually at Ballarat today and Bray Raceway. They've got a similar problem, and it looks like a patchwork quilt, which I'm sure Maryborough does as well, because there's certain spots they still couldn't get to, but they were doing everywhere else as best they could, that's for sure. So,
no, it's certainly a problem.
Have you looked at the long-range weather forecast, just quickly on that, and how does Maryborough look?
We're looking as only as far as this Sunday for the Maryborough Cup.
Yep.
And it's looking all right. There's going to be a cloud burst Wednesday, Thursday, and we're going to be scampering around getting the place up and ready for Sunday for the Maryborough Cup.
Do you look forward to these big meetings as they start to come up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's a great time. You know, we've been, our club's been really fortunate with our sponsors. We've got the Bendigo Bank on board for the Pacers Cup, and Duncan's come on board with Dancing in the Dark M to sponsor our Trotters Cup this year. It's a good time, and one only has to look at the coverage from Saturday night and just to see how the horses are. Like, they're shining up and they just look magnificent.
Yeah, they do. They do indeed. And it's just, as you say, I think the best part is just an awesome time of year. I know the rescheduling, some people do and don't like it, but I'm sure you're looking at a couple of scattered showers. If we went to start of August, you'd have been a very nervous man this year. It's a lot more planning, I suppose, to be able to put on a great day, if you like, for Redwood Day, mate.
Yeah, well, look, moving the date has, for us, it's sort of made it a little bit less stressful. And I just look at it, the horses have got that little bit longer to mature. There's more light in the day.
Yep.
And then the next month we've got the Breeders' Crown, and then the following month it's Sire Stakes. So it just sort of fits in nicely with the Sire Stakes finishing on New Year's Eve.
And you say that about the longest days. That's one of the other things, people, with Redwood and Derby Day, and we must remember it's Victorian Derby Day as well. Well, it is still this year, I hope.
Yes, it is. Yeah, yep.
Yep. I was just thinking then, I've said it, and then I'm like, geez, I better hope it is.
No, you're on the ball. Oh, on a streak at Harada Trotter, Victorian Trotters Derby. Will be conducted on the same day. So, and there's a little bit more prize money on offer because of some programming alterations that HRV did for age group horses.
Yep.
So not a lot, but anything we get increased is good.
No, definitely. What have you got planned for Redwood Derby Day, one of the best trotting days anyway? What have you got planned there? And people wanting to attend, what are their options at the minute, Les?
Okay, so the Redwood Rattler, we obviously, it'll be great for people to get on the Redwood Rattler. It leaves Southern Cross Station, stops at Melton, Bacchus Marsh and Ballarat on the way to Maryborough. This year it gets in half an hour earlier than before, so there's no rush to get from the train to the track for the first race. And we're offering, obviously, everybody on the train gets a $20 punters club ticket, two-course roast meal, race book entry. So, and we're raising some money for the Ovarian Cancer Institute this year with... we've got a $2,000 gold nugget that we're going to actually raffle, and all of the proceeds go to the Ovarian Cancer Institute
as well.
And then the train leaves about 38 minutes after the last race because we bus people to and from the train. So it's a good convenient way to attend the races.
Yeah, and I was fortunate enough to have done a Redwood Rattler with Brendan Baker. I think it was actually the last one prior to COVID. We had a lot of fun emceeing that day, and it is a great trip. The one downside to it was we did miss the first race, but all in all, I don't think people were too worried. And the one thing I will say, Les, when you think about the weather, the warmer weather, and how you were out there today. I remember that day, it was cold and it was wet and there was still plenty of beverages drunk on that day. A bit warmer weather, it's a bit more conducive to a lot more drinks being drunk.
Yes, well, that's true. They have asked us to provide a couple of our people to travel back on the train to nurse a few of the guys or ladies and gents on their way home.
Make sure they get on the right Redwood Rattler.
Exactly. So it's a great, an absolutely great day.
I know the VSTA and Harasta Trotters, they've got a tent or a marquee, I think, organised for the day as well.
Sure have. Yep. Undercover, nice and cosy.
Who else has got stuff organised there, Les?
Oh, sorry. The Victorian Square Trotters are looking after their members as well.
Yep.
And we're offering the first 100 people who book to come through the gate and pay the admittance fee of $15 get a free two-course roast as well. So actually that's kicking over quite well. So this is with the assistance of the VRIF program and the state government. So we all want to look after our participants and make it something different for our big day.
Yep, absolutely. Your main day, but as you said, you've got the Maryborough Cup this weekend as well, so you've got plenty going on the plate.
It's a great time for us. We've got Maryborough Cup. Then the following, we've got a Sunday meeting with the Derby Heats.
Yep.
And the standing start maiden race for trotters that goes into the final on Redwood Day.
Yep.
Then on Friday, we've got another all trot meeting.
Yep.
And then after Redwood, we've got another all trot meeting with the Breeders' Ground Heats and Consolations or Repercharges. So we've got four all trot meetings in a row.
It's amazing. Once upon a time, the Redwood Day, when it was an all trot meeting, I can remember the first one and people were singing from the trees and rightfully so that they were able to achieve it. It's amazing how far it's come over the last few years, to the extent that there are all trot meetings and they don't even rate a mention now in the press as an all trot meeting.
I know. The trotters have done such a great job, and I just... it's an amazing thing that the pioneers, you know, they formed, like the Square Trotters said, we're going to have a race that is a stand, because all the races at that time were mobiles, and they took a stand and said, we want to have a feature two-year-old trotters race.
Yep.
And that's where it all started. Like, you know, Dickie Lee, Ralph Ford, Matt Donaldson, I know I'm going to miss a few, Keithy Angus, like, and of course Hugh Redwood.
Yep.
They were just chatting in the breezeway here at Maribor one day, and that's where it started. Like, it, and to think, you know, the way that it sort of, the Redwood sort of reached its peak, but it's also branched out, and, you know, the, it's given an, in my mind, it's given an impetus to the industry to, you know, pick up and go with the trotters.
I think what you just said then is probably right. Like, the Redwood itself, the race itself can't change because it's a two-year-old standing start trot. Yep. It'll get better trotters because of the evolution of the breed and how they change. And, you know, yep, we won't get overseas horses. We've had Mexicana, we've had the New Zealanders come across. We might have some New Zealanders come this year. But effectively, yep, that actual race itself can't. But where it can hang its hat on that race, the Redwood, is what it's been able to change the demographic and the change of the way people look at not only the trotters, just the trotters, not to two-year-olds, sorry, but how they've changed their appearance to the trotters to the yep, extent now that every time there's a trot on, there's people going ooh and wow, and rightfully so.
Yep. It's, yeah, look, when I was when I was a kid, which is a long time ago, Paul, you know, the trot race was a bit of a freak race, but it still is now, but it's for a different purpose. Like, people are bloody lining the fence to see, you know, to see the performances of the trotters, and, you know, to the guys who are breeding better horses, and, you know, the one or two horse trainer who just loves his trotter and breeds a couple every year. Like, they're the backbone of the industry, and you know, we just love them here at Maryborough. They've all, the best part about Redwood Day is, but generally Redwood Friday, when people make a weekend of it, and they meet and greet each other. They meet and greet each other, you know, down around the horses, and it's just so good. They probably haven't seen each other for quite a while, and, you know, the people who come from South Australia, New South Wales, Queensland, and we do get quite a few people coming over from New Zealand for the day, or for the 3 or 4 days. So, yeah, and of course the Western Australian trotters now are, you know, they're creating their own industry over there.
Yep.
It's only step by step, but they'll, you know, they'll get there for sure.
Well, I've only been doing this show for about 4 weeks, and that's all that we talk is the trotters and trying to just raise the awareness. This week in itself is a bit of an anomaly. Here in Victoria, there was no trot on the Tuesday because it was a Mildura meeting up there, and unfortunately they lost half that meeting due to the rain. But there was still eight trotting races on, four in Albion Park and four at Menangle. And I think that's where our industry has changed so much. You don't lose that. And what Chantelle Turpin, and she's a person I want to get on this show one day, Les, but I don't know how many she's working, but she just keeps getting winner after winner up there in Queensland. And, you know, they're good trotters. They are classy trotters that have got some, you know, they trotted, I think, the two-year-old. Might have been the three-year-old, I better be careful. Trotted 2 minutes the other day at Albion Park on the Tuesday. Like, it's just, you know, they're great times. It's just, from my point of view, I just love seeing it. I love the trotters, and I just love seeing it.
Yeah, you can say that again. And some of the close-ups of Plymouth Chubb last Saturday night, you know, some of the vision, it's just like he's such a brute of a horse, and of course we're looking forward to see if he can, is he eligible for the Derby? Yeah, of course he is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, of course he is. He won Redwood last year.
Yep.
So we're looking forward to getting him back and having Peter and Karen back on track, that's for sure.
And the excitement of a horse like that is too, like, I'm going to New Zealand. I'm actually, how's this for a hard couple of weeks, Les? After Redwood Day, I'll be over there Redwood Day for Campbell's comments and talking trotters, and I'll catch up with as many people as I can. I get on a plane in Melbourne and I fly across and I land at Kaikoura, but I'm across there for New Zealand Cup week and be across there for, so that's going to be a tough week for me to put up with as it is. I am rubbing, I'm rubbing everyone's nose in it because I can, but I do know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I can hear it. I can feel it in your voice.
I do know that the Jewels, the old Jewels is now called the Aces, is on at the end of the season. And I know that New Zealand have been in contact with Peter and Karen in relation to getting Plymouth Chubb to go over there at, towards the end of the season to get him involved in their Jewels racing over there, or the Aces, I think it is over there. Towards, oh, no, it might be,
oh, that'd be
there
fantastic.
Might be the Derby. Sorry, I'm wrong. The Derby might be on that day, and they're trying to get him out there for the Derby. And that's excitement about this end of the season and the way the trotters have changed. And I'm fortunate enough, I'm going to be at that meeting as well. So hopefully they get him across there, and it'll be a lot of fun covering it.
Oh, I don't know how you do it.
No, me either. No, it's a tough life. It is a tough life, but I love it. I'm going to let you go, but very quickly, Saturday night, you say they're about Plymouth Chubb, but the Bill Collins Mile, what they've been able to do with Just Believe, Olavici, like they just keep getting better and better, these trotters, don't they?
Oh, it is absolutely amazing. And the owners of Just Believe are booked on Rattler, so that's fantastic.
Yep.
I just had a little bit of a downer for the trotter. I had a look at the feature race list on HRA, and they don't rate the Redwood. It's not in their feature list, feature race list that they've just published on Friday. So I'll have to give Andrew Kelly a bit of a tweak tomorrow morning and find out what is going on, because I examined further and there's quite a few trotting races that have lost their group status. So not quite sure what's going on there, Paul, but we need to get to the bottom of it and straighten it up quick smart.
Because you brought it up, I'm okay. I won't get into trouble, but yeah, I agree. I think there is now, just for the trotting people, there is 6 Group 1 trots in Victoria next season at the current rate. The Redwood is not one of those, and neither is the Murray Mile. And yeah, I wear a Bendigo harness racing hat on my head, but I'm a harness racing person through and through. And races like the Redwood, as I said, it's not about the prize money, it's about the prestige and what that race has been able to do for the trotting industry. The Murray Mile at Bendigo is a time-honoured event, albeit that it hasn't been around for that long, but everyone tries to win that race and set a benchmark
time. That's a great race.
They try to set a benchmark time. It's not all about prize money and that. Like, I mean, honestly, anyone in harness racing for the prize money is kidding themselves. The reality is we need these races and these time-honoured races. So, yeah, it is a big, big worry for mine. There are plenty of races that once people go and have a look at that feature race calendar, they're going to get a shock, that's for sure, Les.
That's for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely. Oh, mate, it's been great talking to you, Paul.
It is indeed. Hang on one sec. Barb Sedgwick has said here, any chance Redwood Day can get some coverage on Channel 78? That's a question for you, Les. So can we get it on racing.com? Well, I can answer that. There's no chance because it's a Sunday afternoon.
I'd like to think I could, and I'd be lined up at their door. I would have been lined up at their door first thing this morning because the coverage that was we received on Saturday night, I think, was just first class.
Yep. Yeah, unfortunately, Nelly, I can say it will be a big fat no because Sunday racing is one of their more important days. So, unfortunately, but don't worry, Trots Vision will be there and they'll be bringing all the coverage and bringing it up to there. Les, thank you. Thank you very much. And if I get into trouble for bringing that calendar up, I'm just blaming you. If you get into trouble, you just blame me. You blame me, all right?
Well, no, because we need not get into trouble. Somebody needs to sort it out. Like, is crazy when you've got sponsors who, you know, lay out big money to sponsor races and they find that the race they sponsor is dropping in group without being notified or... Yeah, anyway, I'm sure Andrew will have an answer for me, but very interesting.
Well, stay tuned. I might catch up with you with an update towards Redwood Day or that on this too. I agree. I think it's just ludicrous what's happened, and there are going to be a lot of people sitting back. And I know there's a few other races. I think the Chris Howe has lost all status together as well. Races like that that are just names that have part of the history of our sport just fallen by the wayside is a big worry. So I totally agree. And yeah, it is a bit of a worry.
Yeah. Of course, the answer is that if we get parity in prize money for trotters and pacers, which the trotters deserve, I might add, then this issue wouldn't come. I mean, to see them racing for 200,000 Saturday night and 75,000 for the Redwood on Redwood Day is just, it's just ludicrous. But we're put up with it for a long time, and I think it's time that, we get stuck into it a bit, because it needs to be done, Paul.
Well, the Bill Collins Mile has been 50,000, I think, for nearly 20 years. It actually had a stake increase this year, but it was stuck at $50,000 for nearly 20 years. It did go to 75 this year, but so it should have. Again, another time. Even that in itself, though, Les, did you know that it's now called the Bill Collins Sprint? I understand that it's not over the mile distance, but neither is a miracle mile. So why can't they call these races just for the time-honoured race? It was always a Bill Collins Mile at Moonee Valley, and I think that's the name of the race, not the distance. It's the name. So I find that part frustrating as well. But I reckon you and I, Les, could carry on for a little while.
I think so, but let's not.
I'll let you go, mate.
Good on you, mate. Thank you very much.
I really appreciate you coming on the Talking Trotters, and have a great couple of, 6 weeks, 5 weeks, and I'll definitely be seeing you through a few of those, mate.
Yep. Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you for coming on, Les. I'll get you to hang up.
Pleasure,
I know I can
mate.
Hang up now. You're all right. Thank you very much, mate. We have Les Chapman, and as he raised there, that's a little bit of a worry. And I encourage people to go and have a look at the Feature Race Carnival and a calendar, and you'll get more insight into that. I was out and about today, and I called into Harass to Trotters, caught up with Louise Toulmin. Now, I think the audio is a little bit scratchy on this one, but got some important messages on the back of that competition.
Rider Trotters would like to thank everybody who entered our competition for the 4 free services. I'm happy to announce that Danielle Milne was drawn out first, followed by Robert Kohal, Malcolm Wells, who had a great night with Just Believe and also winning one of our services, and Rebecca Morrissey. So Danielle Milne is taking the Tomoko service, Robert the Honor Streak, Malcolm Wells is still to decide whether it's going to be a Classic Connection or a Used to Me, and then we'll be in touch with Rebecca to tell her which one she's received. So yeah, we really thank the over 400 people that actually entered the competition, and look forward to a very successful breeding season. If anybody's got any questions in regard to our stallions, please don't hesitate to give me a call. We also have a new brochure, and if you haven't received it in the mail, contact us and we'll get one to you. So yeah, come on board, join us here at Harada Trotters to breed yourself a future champion.
Right, we are back, and I do apologise, but congratulations to all of those people. Quite ironic, 3 of those, Robert Calhoun, Danielle Milne and Rebecca Morrissey, all from Central Victoria, 2 of them, sister-in-laws, and then, of course, Just Believe as well. So congratulations, been a big couple of weeks for all of those guys. So, I'll find out who Rebecca ends up with, if we like, and we can go from there. But very, very good. As I said, this show is about Talking Trotters. It is only on YouTube Live. I'm trying to grow my YouTube page. There's no escaping what I'm trying to do. If you are, please hit the subscribe button, and you will not miss out on anything. Otherwise, hit the like button as well. You'll be able to watch this as a replay on Facebook a bit later on. But to get involved with it, get involved in the conversation. As I said, Barb Sedgwick has got involved there, or Nelly, as she comes onto my Facebook page. So had quite a few people be able to get onto it. Just go in there and you can type messages in, and it's an amazing platform, YouTube. And the sooner I can grow my page to be bigger and better, the better off it will be. I'm going to start going through each of the winners, if you like, for the week. And I didn't check something, and unfortunately, don't know if it's not working or I've got an issue. Doesn't look like it's working at all, unfortunately. It is there, so I'm not exactly sure. Just give me 1 second. Ah, there it is. Just took a minute or two to come up. Right, so each of the weekly winners will come up. I'll scroll through them on the computer, keep people up to date with them. Don't have any replays. I do still have some interviews to come up with Karen Manning and Anne-Marie Conroy, of course, from the VSTA. The first we went to was Kilmore on the Monday. Just back onto some of these readers, winners. And Rio Terra for David Murphy. Murph has a great run. You have a look at the little marks there next to this horse's name. Broken score up, out of position start, continue out of the draw mobile. It was a great race. It was an entertaining race. Johnny Keldo and Benny the Gun. Benny got a head of steam up and he was off. He was a $1.80 favourite. And they kept rolling along very, very quickly. But this 4-year-old son of Angus Hall found the line terrific. Get up early for Chris Finozio, and analyst Scott continued to do a great little job as well. So he was a nice little run. We then went to race number 6, the Jet Roofing Trot and Interview. And Arasta Trotters, Yabby Dam Farms horse was bred in France, this horse here, and he's out by Traders. He's a lovely, lovely trotter. Really beautiful horse. If you ever get a chance to go and have a look at him, go and have a look at him. He's a beautiful trotter. But Elder Barandino, another very nice horse. And great to see Down Under Barker's back at the racetrack. Didn't notice that one actually before. So good little field there. The Murphys from the highs to the lows. They ran second last and beaten 40 metres on that occasion. But that was Kilmore. As I said to you then, Trotting Tuesday, as I start to call it now, we had no runners here in Victoria on the Tuesday, but it was a big day. Now I'm going to bring these ones up, and I might even bring that up to full screen here if I can as we get through it. But we had the 3-year-old trotting final was taken out by You Know I'll Be Late, 3-year-old colt by Creatine. Chantel Turbin and Peter McMullen trained and drove. Only a 4-horse field, all started. 2, 1.5. This was one of the races I was talking to Les just there before about. The next of these was this race. That's a 2-year-old Pacers, sorry. Then we have race number 3, the Q-bred 2-year-old trotting final. And Kinetirio, I'll go with, by Centurion ATM out of Murray Lindy. So beautifully bred trotter. A filly too at that. Chantel Turbin and Marissa McMullen combined on this occasion. But just there, the times, 2:07. Really, really good times. And just under a minute there, last half. So pretty solidly run race. This horse sat third. Jeff Dawson's horse led Miss Menthus, and I was only beaten 6 and a bit metres. A couple of them galloped. But yeah, the class of the trotters in Queensland is definitely improving. Kenny Kiko, Jack Butler, and Chloe Butler combined to take out the third of the trotters on that occasion. And then the fourth of the trots for the day was Lisa Castleton, Chantel Turpin, and Peter McMullen, again owned by the Alistair Barnes. And yeah, that horse broke through for a well-deserved win. We then went to Menangle very, very quickly, and there was three trots, I think. Jungle Eyes again, doing a great job. Stephen Lee and James Locke, he's figured a couple of weeks in a row. The Gold Standard by Majestic Sun out of Hanover Gold. It took out the D&M Plumbing Trot. Quite a few stewards' comments against a lot of those. I didn't watch that race. Might have been one of those races I should have. And here's another filly. She'll be coming down for the Redwood, that's for sure, in Lindy's Love. Blake Fitzpatrick got beat last week. The daughter of Love You out of Lindy Two-Step, but she's a beautiful horse bred by the Hartnetts, and she's a lovely filly, and she'll be down here Redwood Day, I would imagine. Might be the Friday, actually, the lead up to that, and a couple of the other nice little trot races. We then went to Stall on Wednesday. This is another race I want to highlight, the Murray Legend, another race that was a traditional lead up to the Redwood and has been forgotten, that's for sure. $14,000 race, Valerie Lane for Peter Manning. 5 starts, 4 wins. Lovely filly, beautiful filly. She was only beaten at Shepparton just the other night, 2 starts ago, when she returned to the racetrack, and she was not disgraced in any way. Dichotomy, a second horse, another high-class little filly, an uptown lad for David Van Rin and Lee Sutton. beautiful trotter in its own right too. So some really nice trotters there, but it is just a worry that it was ran on a Wednesday afternoon. No, one bit of pumping up or anything from anyone, and including me. And I didn't realise because I don't look for a Wednesday afternoon for one of those feature races, especially a lead up, what was traditionally a lead up to the Redwood back in the day. Elegant Jet by Quaker Jet out of Schleck. Schleck is a half to Parisian Artiste, actually, making that horse a half to Parisian Artiste. Bought up the first of a double for Paddy Lee and Lockie Cook. It was a long distance double. It's about 3 hours from Maryborough to, from Stall to Bendigo. It's not 3 hours, actually, that's a lie. Two and a bit. And they actually won, I think it was this race here, one too many. I'm a Mari Jet by Quaker Jet out of Something About Mari, another of the Bluebirds, bred by Harasta Trotters by Quaker Jet out of Something About Mari. And Paddy Lee and Lockie Cook took a, as I said, long distance double. Paddy actually quinella the race, Glenny Craven driving Kiang Zena into second place. And Tipsy Turvy was a nice run. It was very solidly run race, 31-1, 29-2, and then 27-9 home. They did a very, very good job on that occasion. I thought I'd missed one, but I actually haven't missed a trot there. Dances for Donna Castles. Donna always seems to feature up, and she loves this little filly, a chestnut by Bacardi Lindy. She's just a nice little trotter. Got a nice little action about her. And then Majestic Speed, Jaden Barker. I've had him on a few times, Jaden. He's doing a good job. This horse was a recent recruit for the Miles Camp from Queensland and bought up its first win for a little while. I noticed that it was still out of paced and broke in the score up. So win number 7 from 105 starts, but it's only had the two starts for the Miles. So I couldn't tell you... this season, that's its second win that it's had this season. So it obviously won one in Queensland as well. Sorry about that. You can't see a lot of what I was doing there, but you're able to see that I am flicking through that computer. What I probably should do, not that it really matters because it's just me there, but I reckon if I whack, no, because then you can't see it. So we'll leave it there. I'll leave it there and people are able to see. So that's a wrap of up until Wednesday. I recently caught up Melton on Saturday night. I've got an interview coming up with Karen Manning, but I also caught up with Anne-Marie Conroy from the VSDA to talk a lot of things, and really enjoy talking to Anne-Marie, I must say. Anne-Marie Conroy joins me now. Firstly, hello.
Hey, Paul.
We're here at beautiful Victoria Cup night. It's actually Bill Collins Mile night and home field night as well. It's a good trotting night as well as the good paces, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a beautiful night. It's good to be a part of it, Paul.
Yeah, great crowd too.
Yeah, last year I watched it on the TV on the free-to-air, and I thought, what a great night, but next year I'm going to be a part of it. So even though I didn't do any good, it's just good to be here.
She's a nice enough trotter though, Constant. You got a little bit of time for her. You put her in quite a few of the good races. Just managed to let her down at the starts.
Yeah, Paul. She doesn't like going up onto the gate. So when she draws the second row, she's better. She will, well, hopefully she'll follow out. But it's just a slow thing with her. She's a bit of a slow learner, but I do like her, yes.
You wear a few hats. Another hat that you wear is on the VSTA. And it's great that both Harasta Trotters and the VSTA have joined up again this year to offer up another of the raffles. I've done one of these with Mick earlier. But this year it's going to be to Honor Street. But firstly, Harasta Trotters and their support for the VSTA is just enormous, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And we really appreciate it. We're able to make some money to do good things for trotters, from the opportunity to get on a streak as a free service and raffle that. So the VSTA have got 100 tickets at $50 a ticket. And this is the horse here on a streak. So, yeah, we're really happy to have this horse to raffle.
He's going to be standing at Cobbity Farm, Luke McCarthy, and in New South Wales. But, of course, his team will be available here. 100 tickets only. Mick said to me just there before, you guys have almost got rid of your couple of books already.
They're pretty easy to sell, Paul. I managed to sell you one pretty easily, and I think I'll sell them all right.
Officially, I haven't bought a ticket because I can't, because I just work in too many pies. So Marie has definitely bought a ticket, though. There's not a worry there at all. And it was a great story last year because Ray Cross came in and won a race with a horse. I think it had been about 30 starts before it had won a race since before. So hopefully we could have that same sort of story again tonight. But it's just great. I love the way the trotters are growing and the depth of trot, the the way the whole gate's changing. We saw Plymouth Chubb win tonight. You know, he's that old stocky style trotter, but we saw some beautifully bred and very athletic trotters chasing him down as well.
Yeah, they're just getting better and better, Paul. If you're looking over the fence, it's scary. You think, oh, I couldn't go with them. But, you know, there's a lot of good young trotters being bred, and people, just ordinary people. You don't have to be a high flyer to breed a decent horse.
No, you don't indeed. The VSDA Redwood Day is synonymous for the trotters. It's the 30th of October. It's coming up very, very fast. There's a lot of things planned for by the VSDA as well on the day.
Yes, we have, Paul, including the draw of this raffle. We're going to have a tent and a barbecue, and Haradi Trotters are combining with the VSTA. So there'll be a barbecue and a drinks tent, and we want people to come along. And if you're not a member of the VSTA, join up. It's $30 to be a member of the VSTA, and we'll go from there.
Say both me and Marie are both paid up members, and it's a small outlay, but it just contributes and helps to grow and helps then to grow the trotting breed and the trotting gate.
Yeah, well, every race at the Redwood, the 2 days, has a bonus from the VSTA on it for the owner, trainer and driver. So your $30 could recoup you that fee as an owner, trainer and driver. And we donate rugs and trophies throughout the year, and we're a voice, the VSTA are a voice for the trotting people. So if anyone has a problem or it's just something they want to say that could be better or different, come to any of the committee and tell us.
Absolutely, and if people want to get on the committee or if you can't get more active as well, you encourage that?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, we've got our AGM, I think it's the 26th of November. It's a Sunday. And, yeah, we'd love people to come and you know, nominate for the committee or just come and vote. So, yeah, it should be good.
Anne-Marie, thank you very much for joining me. This is going out on the Talking Trotters show. I'm going to have to... People are asking, we are coming back to finish our podcast, and we might even catch up with one with Glenn as well. So we will get there, but thank you very much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks, Paul, and for that opportunity. I had a guy come up tonight and tell me how much he enjoyed it. So, yeah, lots of people did watch it.
Yeah, we got to do a take two. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Always great to catch up with Anne-Marie Conroy. We could chat for a long time, and people wondering that... The podcast will happen. We will get it done. There's no worries there at all. Just realise one thing. Daylight savings catches you out. It's just starting to get a little bit dark. But anyway, people can see me. I'll turn some lights on in the next break. Maybe. May not have that much time to get that. Don't forget, today's show, as always, is brought to you by Harasta Trotters. Go to harastatrotters.com.au for all your information about all your stallions. There is a new brochure. Louise said there before that they've done an updated brochure. So if you want to get in touch with the guys there, go through harastatrotters.com.au for all the updated news. And also don't forget that with the VSTA and the Harasta Trotters having that marquee there at Maryborough on Redwood Day. All their stallions, of course, Classic Connection, On Solitaire, Used to Me and On a Street. All standing here on a street. On Solitaire, of course, is in New Zealand, but Classic Connection, Used to Me, and On a Streak, I believe, are all under the watchful eyes of Cobbity Farm, actually. So, yeah, make sure you tune in and watch. Get in touch with that. But as I said, just go to harastatrotters.com.au. Another of my great sponsors is Woodlands, and they, of course, stand What the Hill. He had a winner here in Victoria just the other day. This is a very high price yearling bought by Emilio and Mary Stride. Triumph Stride by What the Hill at a Regal Volo, bred by Brecken Farms. It's up there. How do I go that way? Right there is the Brecken Farms hat, actually. Ken Brecken and the crew. I'll be seeing them very shortly. Nigel, I'll be catching up with those guys when I get across there to Maryborough. But broke through for his first win, and I'm sure... For all connections and everyone involved, it was a bit of a relief and a thrill. The other thing, ran second, interesting name for Marcos, and Jen Su, David Van Ryn, and Lee Sutton. Race number, that is a three-year-old pacing race, sorry, Maiden for Harasta Trotters, took out the Aldebaran Park trot at Maryborough, Maiden by Endover Hall at a Show Me the Mari. I think that's a half to one of the horses I mentioned just before. Just trying to think where that was. Bendigo, I'll check that up in a second. But yeah, I think Maidan and I'm going to go with Omamari Jet might be related. In fact, this show is a little bit out of kilter from time to time. It'll take me 2 seconds to get there this way, but we will quickly see. Go this way. Hopefully you're enjoying it. You're sitting along, but no, I was wrong. Must be another one. It was a very similar name anyway. So Boudamont, but beautifully bred horse there in Maidan, Hudson Bay, Vincent's, Boudamont, Show Me the Cash, and of course Maidan. So doing a good job, but yeah, I must be slightly wrong. First time, last time. I'll get wrong all the time, so it doesn't worry me too much there. I do lots of mistakes. Beating Bromwich and Andover Sun. Good to see Andover Sun showing a bit more form, although dropping back in grade. And then the Elder Baron Park, race number 6, Toro Stride for Emilio and Mary. And Chris Lang got them a double by Love You Out of Queen Kenny, bred by the Mackenzies. I think that's the second time I mentioned that horse. I think I mentioned him last week. He's all muscle for Emma Stewart and have... Oh, Daniel Hibbard, the Phoenix horse will go with, running third, Gallic Lad. Good field, that. Actually, some nice horses in there. And, oh, actually, my regular offender rocks up again. Majestic Pride for Michael Bellman. I reckon this is the most talked about horse on this show. It's in a rich vein of form lately, Majestic Pride, and doing a great job for Mick and everyone else involved. They're beating champagnes for Nick Youngson, president of the VSTA. And don't forget, I don't have it on there. I should have it on there. I don't have it on my little, there it is there. So we can do it there, the vsvictrotters.com. It was also on Anne Marie's, but make sure you go there. Don't forget the raffle as well. All for Harass the Trotters and Jessica's Storm. So that is a wrap of Maryborough on the Thursday. There was actually a Thursday night meeting, and that was at Shepparton, and there was two trotters there, and it was great to see Matty Gaff back into the winner's stall with Hold That Gold by Angus Hall at a Hold That Grin, a grin from ear to ear mare, bred by the Viscers, beaten Hi Ho Kai Valley for Nathan Jack and Eva, Faye McEwen and Lee Sutton. Cara's Dream Galton ran last, my sister's name, Cara. Sorry, just one of those random things that I actually enjoy. And then this horse, and I am going to try and catch up with Mr. Robert Evans. Don't know a lot about him, so if anyone does, they can point me in the right direction. But Over and Out, Craig Demler and Robert Evans, beating Berries and Cherries and Mulberry Pie. Berries and Cherries, Mulberry Pie. Anyway, could have been an omen bet if you could have found it there. But Lockie McIntosh was saying about this horse that I think it's 1-2 on the bounce. 3 on the bounce, actually. 5 on the bounce. So, but just got a few gaps between its history. So I'd like to find out a little bit more about this horse. Obviously goes very, very good by Majestic Sun out of Kura Skating. But yeah, now had 5 starts, 4 wins and a second. A little bits of gaps between runs. So I'd like to find out a little bit more about that horse. So try and catch up with Robert Evans as we go along. That is a wrap of Shepparton and the Thursday night meeting. 2 more days to go. Don't want to do that. I actually hit the wrong button. As I said, I do plenty of mistakes in this show. Anyone watches it for Streamlined, it's not that. But Ballarat was our Friday night meeting, and they had 2 trots on there. Victory Hill for Courtney Slater and Glenn Craven. They actually had 3. Glenn Craven beating Baxter, the Kiwi, and Chief Running Cloud coming in 3rd for Chris Finozio. The next of those trot races, I'm just going to quickly find it. No, it's a little bit for Kakura. I Am Pegasus, a name that I butcher a lot, and I don't mean to, for Joe Vasalo, James Herbertson. First trotter he's driven for the week, but I Am Pegasus. Got the Trockies again, be great. She's a lovely mare by Pegasus, spur beating Hatchback and Zarem for John Justice and Carla Innes Goodrich, respectively. And then we had Meadow Valley Lover for Brett Lilly. By Love You out of Magnoric, I can't get that one out, Mum's a Word, and Malecki running 3rd, but horse with a lot of ability, Meadow Valley Lover, and yeah, good to see it get back. It's beautiful looking horse, lovely, lovely horse to have a look at and have a look trot. And then the last of our meetings to cover, because Oyum was on the Sunday, is our Metropolitan meeting. And we had, actually, there was one trot at, I'll go back to it very, very quickly. There was one trot at Menangle. We might even look after the South Australians because we haven't been going for too long tonight. Bacardi Barmaid won the trot at Menangle for Deborah Holt. She's trained in a few winners, actually. So she won, beating Andover Love and Princess Fate. Cameron Hart in the sulky there, so doing a good job. Is Deborah Holt. There was two trot races I saw at Globe Derby. Hammer's Law got the CAC jockeys for Sean Adams, Go to Pulicino in the cart, beating Lord Chancellor, Peter Brown and Terry Brown, and Red River D-Bar, horse that raced over here the Barneses, and done a very, very good job going along there. Quickly find this other trot race, because there it is there. Our Spitfire by Majestic Sun out of Treachery's Pride. Peter Brown and Terry Brown. So they had a second and a winner, beating Illawong Moonbeam and Great Fantasy coming in third. So two races there. While we're going, we'll get to our main Metropolitan meeting and my most important interview, but I'll just have a quick... Yep, there was a Trotters Mobile at at Albion Park, and Humble Lad, one-time Inter-Dominion nominated horse for Summit Bloodstock, got the chockies, beating Kingdom Come and Father Christmas. Great to see Father Christmas still going around. Quite a few of the old horses here from Victoria and also New Zealand as well. So, Humble Lad back into winning form. So, just quickly making sure, yep, that was the last of the trot races on that occasion. Then we went to Melton and there was only two trot races. Next couple of weeks, this is going to get very, very busy, especially Redwood. Trotters, Talking Trotters will be recorded because I'll be in New Zealand, so it'll be recorded on Redwood night after the last race. So we'll probably do a full wrap of that. I will give people the heads up. The first of those was the home field, and it was taken out by Plymouth Chubb, beating Courage Stride and More Wanted, a Chris Lang Quinella for second and third, if you can call it that. But Plymouth Chubb was just sensational. Cravache d'Or, unfortunately, galloped when it looked like it was going to be in the finish. Iron Love galloped down the back, unfortunately. Driver caution with driver insufficient room and galloped, so that might have been why that horse galloped. Coe Valley Piero, Harry Stamper just got off stride. I think he had a little bit too much left. And Constant, unfortunately for Anne-Marie Conroy, took no part. But I did catch up with Karen Manning straight after the running of the 2022 VHRC Caduceus Club home field. Karen Manning joins me after winning aboard Plymouth Chubb. Hello, Kez.
Hi, Paulie. How are you?
Good. These are always fine little chats too. And there's a lot of people walking past. We've got royalty walking past us as well, so we'll be in trouble. But firstly, one, congratulations.
Thank you. It was a very good feeling.
I was going to ask about that, and across the line there was... sometimes you can throw the fist pretty high in the air. This was a little bit subdued. But it did mean a bit to you, didn't it?
It was good. I didn't know that he could win tonight. I thought Harry Stamper might beat me, and when he didn't do everything right, it left the door open, and yep, we took the opportunity, and the horse was too good.
A few what-ifs and could-ifs and maybes after the race, but that doesn't mean anything. They've got to do it. And he has quite a unique way about him, this horse, doesn't he? Like, I mean, his stable name's Fatty.
Yeah, Fatty, because he's always looks like a side of a house, basically.
But he just went to sleep. Like, I think he nearly ran a 66 middle half, and then you just, when the horses get up outside of him, and I was talking to you beforehand, and you're saying, you know, the only way you're going to be able to beat these horses is if you're strong speed, and you made sure of that. But he's just got this unique way of going from one extreme to another.
He does, yeah. He's certainly a really good racehorse. He puts himself into the race early. He likes to run off the gate, and he's got that explosive speed out and gets himself a good position. And yeah, like I said, he relaxed well tonight. I couldn't believe the two first quarters that we got. And then I just sort of wanted to make a staying test in the last half. And I knew Harry Stamper would probably outsprint me if I just ran a quarter. But yeah, I thought he's had a few runs in now. He's sort of getting a bit fitter. Doesn't look it, but he certainly is. And, you know, he did it really well.
I think looking at him there before, I think it's as good as I've seen him look ever. And I mean that. When he first came back, I spoke to Dad. I think he was having his second start here. And he said his first start back was actually his fastest time he'd ever run. Like some people were saying, will he come back or not? And Dad was pretty confident because he said that's as quick as he's ever gone in his first return to the racetrack.
Yeah, that's right. He came back on such a hard mark and into good races straight away. So it was sort of hard to, to win when you do that. And his seconds were really, really good runs. And you know, he's four runs in now and he's sort of getting back to his old self. And, Brittany Graham said before the race, I don't know much about him, but does he always look this big? And I said, yeah, well, that's pretty normal for him. So he doesn't change much. He's built like a stocky half draft horse, and he just couldn't run.
Isn't that the beauty though of our sport? Like we see a lot of diminutive horses, horses like Ladies in Red that, they're tiny. We can get really big ones. They can come from anywhere, can't they?
Yeah, any shapes and sizes. That's right. I was watching the gallops today on the tally, and they're all different. You wouldn't probably pick him out as a good horse because he doesn't look like he could run very fast, but he certainly has got a big motor and a lot of speed to go with it. So he's sort of got everything there, and hopefully he stays sound and can go on with the job.
Why the fist pump? Why was it there? Was it just the jubilation of winning another feature? Was that a group? That was a group one. So winning another feature, was it a group one? No, a group two. Group two. We won't go there. There's been some changes to the group status, and no one really knew about it. But why the fist pump? What did it mean?
I just thought tonight he probably wouldn't win for some reason. I just felt a couple of them there might have had his measure, but it just felt good. He gives you that thrill, that horse. You get a bit of pressure driving him because he's expected to run well every time. And it felt good over line.
I love that. I think that's what our industry's about. And you're the most winningest female driver. You've driven multiple Group 1 wins. We had people talking to you there about when you're coming back over to New Zealand. But like that fist pump, the racing still means a lot for you, doesn't it?
It does. A winner can certainly boost you along a lot, and a win like that in front of the crowd like that tonight, it's amazing, the people out there. It's great to see, and it gives you that little bit of extra something when you win in front of a crowd like that with a horse like that.
Dad's training effort can't be undershadowed. I mean, he's been people have said he's a brilliant horseman for years and years, and you and I both know he can be a little bit cranky. I can get away off that. I'm not actually related, but I'm close enough that he can be a bit cranky and set in his ways sometimes, but he's just a brilliant horseman, isn't he, to be able to get a horse like this after what he had back and back racing so quickly after a major injury.
Oh yeah, for sure. He certainly set in his ways is a good way to explain that. The horses obviously thrives on the work at home. The track suits horses and doesn't suit horses, and I think it obviously suits this horse down to the ground. And he doesn't work fabulous at home, but he certainly puts it all together at the races and brings his A game every time. And it's credit to Dad to have him back after an injury like that and going so well.
And he goes to the box very quickly as well, because the whole time we've been doing this injury interview, and he's back very, very quickly. Travel with Night Pistol, you and Dad done it very, very successfully. It would be a big risk, I suppose, in a way, but is he the sort of horse that maybe Dad might still think about another trip overseas with or not?
The owner was thinking about taking New Zealand. I don't know if it was for the Jewels, but there's sort of a lot of good races here at the same time, so it'll come down to what they work out, but certainly he would be the sort of horse who would travel well. I think he's got the great temperament and nothing seems to worry him, so it'd be nice to think big like that, and we'll see how it goes.
It's December 4. You might as well go, because I'm going to be there. So you and I can have some fun over there together. We'll leave Granny back here. He'll have to look after everything back here.
They never usually let us out together.
No, they won't. We won't. That will be stopped now. But no, I'll be over there, so it'll be all good. Kez, thank you. Well done. Congratulations. And keep showing the emotion, because that's why everyone loves you. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Paulie.
Here we have Karen Manning, and yes, Nellie, you are 100% right. She is 100% legend, and fortunate enough to call her my sister-in-law, and you are right. She's a legend. She's a lot of fun as well. So, of course, Plymouth Chubb took out the home field, and it meant a lot more to them. And there's just talks of potentially going to New Zealand later on in the season. And then the last of the main races was the Aldebaran Park Bill Collins Trotters Sprint, which should be Trotters Mile, but we won't go there. As I said, first year that's gone up from 50,000 to 75, which is a disgrace for a time-honoured race, but that's okay. Just Believe beating Olivici. Queen Alida getting home okay out the outside. Mufasa Metro, Aldebaran Zeus, Have Horse Will Travel, Parisian Artiste, they're all good runs. For my nephew Sunoco, a good run as well. And Sundon's Courage, probably just knocked up a little bit late, but I think he's ticking along okay. He's a horse I never really criticise too much on the way he's going because he just seems to pop up and he does serve me, so I think sometimes it does mess with him a little bit. But yeah, the Iona Trotting Syndicate, congratulations to you guys. I did an interview with Jess Tubbs. If you'd like to see more of that in relation to Just Believe and how he's going, it's on my Facebook page and YouTube page, both of those there, and some of the interviews and that going back forward. This will be actually on Facebook later on tonight. But yeah, if you want to get involved with it live, as Nelly has and a couple other people have over the journey, please hit subscribe, hit like. I want to continue to grow this page. It's YouTube's amazing. You sit back and watch shows on your big screen TV, and I'd like to continue to build it. Hence the reason it only goes live onto YouTube. If you like watching it in replay, by all means, just keep going the way you're going, but please get involved. It's always brought to you by every week by Harasta Trotters. And I said there before, if for all your updated information, go to harastatrotters.com.au, but all my sponsors as well. Big thank you to Les Chapman for joining me. Maryborough Cup this weekend. And then he's got four all trotting events coming up. So it's a big time leading into the Redwood at the end of the season. The Redwood Rattler, tickets are available. Get in touch with the club or Harness Racing Victoria for more information on those tickets. I do know that the Just Believe crew are on it, so they're looking forward to it as well. But that's been a bit of a wrap for Talking Trotters. Thank you to everyone that has been on and joined me. Anyone wants to get involved in the show, please sing out, either with stories, sponsorship, and anything else. But please hit like, hit subscribe, and thank you very much for joining me on Talking Trotters.